At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchel with my good colleague, Joseph Sternberg, both of us observing a melodrama in London and in the British media. It is entirely hard to understand because we don't know how many titles a man named Andrew has to give up in order to satisfy the demands of both his family, the royal family, and the media in London. However, right now he remains Prince Andrew. The reason I bring it up is because his disgrace is bound up in the unfinished story, the mystery of a man named Epstein. And I don't see the British making much of this, but it is a puzzle that America is the author of what is taking down the crown in respectability. From your point of view, Joe, because you consume the news in London, is Andrew unacceptable permanently? The prodigal son eventually came home and begged forgiveness. Is that possible?
Well, I think it's going to be a very difficult road. I mean, the development that we're talking about over the past week is that Prince Andrew was encouraged to relinquish his various royal titles, including his title of Duke of York. So, I mean, he is still a prince as a result of an obscure law from early in the 20th century, but is losing out on other titles. And the reason is the continuing problem of news, you know, that keeps leaking out about the nature of his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, and, you know, various allegations arising from that, which he always denies. But I think that, you know, with an institution like the monarchy, they are aware that they have to be cognizant of public opinion. And King Charles and Prince of Wales, Prince William, appear to have decided that this is becoming too much of a liability for the family, and so they need to try to de-emphasize Andrew's public role. And I think that one of the difficulties here is that Andrew seems not always to have been willing to do that and may not fully understand the depth of the public relations scandal this friendship with Epstein is creating for the royal family. And you're in this situation if you're King Charles, where you're the head of the country, in addition to the head of the family, in addition to being the sovereign of the country, but you can't actually fire your brother. So you have to come up with some way of de-emphasizing his public role while acknowledging the fact that you're never really going to be able to just cashier him somewhere.
Are there voices asking for him to apologize and forgiving him? Are there generosity anywhere? He might not be able to do what you just recommended. It might be that he has to be guided. He's acted in a fashion that is not entirely clear to me over many years. So perhaps he needs to be led to that position. Is anybody trying to do that? To make Andrew sit down with the public and apologize for your conduct?
Well, I think that, you know, my instinct is that the time for that might have passed. And the mistake was that over the course of the past few years, I mean, going back to a really disastrous interview with a BBC program some years ago, his approach has been to try to deny that there was anything untoward about the friendship itself, in addition to denying any specific allegations related to untoward, you know, sexual behavior or any of the rest of it. And, you know, so I think that his refusal to apologize, even for, you know, having maintained the friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, has been a bit of a problem. And it would be difficult for him to turn around from that. And, you know, particularly because this taps into a bunch of sensitivities in British culture at the moment. And it's sort of difficult at this point to see how the public could embrace him again, you know, given where things are at this point.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes a political economics column, not about Prince Andrew, about the politics of Europe right now. And I Joe helped me understand French politics to the point that I don't really understand French politics. But Mr. Macron, I understand. He wants to win, and that means National Rally has to continue to lose, perhaps.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.